All right, we've got to talk about Nick Shirley, this MAGA influencer who's almost like a king to the MAGA side right now. And he just went on another expedition looking for fraud. If you remember, this is the individual who apparently uncovered fraud in Minnesota. He started the whole conversation about this fraud with this video that not only was full of rampant misinformation and just BS, but also a bunch of claims that we've known about. Fraud that has been targeted. Fraud that was prosecuted in, I think, 2022 or 2023. Fraud that's been talked about forever. This is, like, it stuns me every single day, the things that we see in this country. And the fact that this is, like, the right-wing king right now is crazy. He's just like a 22-year-old who I don't want to be mean. A little stupid. I mean, he's kind of a stupid guy. Okay, it's just the reality. We're going to hop into all this. Before we do, though, if you don't know who I am, if you clicked on this video and you're like, I thought this was Adam Mockler's channel, don't worry, it is. Don't worry. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily show here on the Adam Mockler channel, so make sure you're subscribed, both me and Adam Mockler, right down below. It would mean a lot if you checked out my channel. I just hit 150,000 subscribers. You guys have shown so much love on these videos, on my channel, and from the bottom of my heart, I hope you know I wake up every day, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you for watching these videos, for clicking like, for clicking subscribe. It means the world, truly. All right, now that you're subscribed, and maybe you hit like, let's hop right into this. This is my friend Isaiah Martin. Love Isaiah Martin. He perfectly explained what's going on. So let's start here, and we'll talk a little more.
So Nick Shirley went to California to try to go find voter fraud.
California's got some weird things going on.
This time, they claimed they found a dog that was registered to vote. You had Elon and all the Republican senators posting about this. This was their big discovery. Except that was already debunked. The woman that registered her dog to vote was literally a registered Republican and literally was already charged for this exact same thing. Her ballot was rejected, it did not count, and she was held accountable. Thank you, Nick, for proving that our voting system works. The only fraud that Nick Shirley is exposing is himself.
Yeah, beautifully said. And again, it's the exact same. First of all, I appreciate Isaiah Martin for making this video. It's the same stuff we saw with Nick Shirley before, where he makes these claims. Oh, look at this voter fraud I found. Look at this fraud in Minnesota I found. It's like we've been prosecuting this. We've been talking about this. But yes, this went so viral on Twitter. Before I read Governor Gavin Newsom's response. Again, this has 22 million views and 98,000 likes on Twitter. Twitter is a right-wing hellhole, as many of you probably know. But it's disappointing to know that that's one of probably the most viewed tweets this week. Finding this voter fraud. Governor Newsom responding, after hyping up massive fraud for a month, Nick came up empty. So he posted a video about a Republican who committed voter fraud, got caught, and was prosecuted. Slow Shirley is welcome to extend his visit and enroll in California's free community college. He clearly needs it. Honestly, I think this being a great response from Governor Newsom's team, I'm actually going to retweet it right now, live. Mike Garofano, you may have seen on this channel. For those of you who don't remember, quote, independent journalist Nick Shirley is the same guy who once paid Hispanic day laborers to hold up pro-Biden signs in front of the White House so he could make a video about it. I mean, this guy is just like a massive grifter. Right? We have people, Biden 2024, Mr. Biden best president. Like this guy, Nick Shirley, is just like so disgusting. Migrant for Biden. And if we read the article attached here, Washington, New York, one late afternoon day in May, a half dozen Hispanic day laborers were paid $20 each to parade in front of the White House on camera holding signs with slogans like, I love Biden, I need work permit for my family. Again, Nick Shirley, so effing just disgusting. The stunt was orchestrated by Nick Shirley, a pro-Trump online influencer who often asks migrants on camera if they support Democratic President Joe Biden or think he made it easier for them to come to the U.S. So again, literally just like astroturfing these things and pretending things are happening that aren't. One of my favorite clips from Nick Shirley, going back a little bit, again, to kind of reemphasize how dumb this shit is, and I excuse my language, I just don't understand why this is the poster child for MAGA. I mean, I guess I do, because we've fallen this low. I mean, this is like the only, this actually, maybe now that I'm thinking about it, it makes perfect sense that this is the poster child for MAGA because it's just so dumb and stupid and ridiculous. CNN actually pressed him on his original claims of fraud in Minnesota that I have tweeted out. I think Nick Shirley holds at least some responsibility for the two Americans who were executed on camera, Nicole Good and Alex Pretty, because, you know, the Trump administration surged officers, surged all these people to Minnesota after this video, and that's again, so indicative of where we're at, the White House paying, you know, literally making decisions like that based on some 22-year-old YouTuber. But they did it because the video went viral and it's good for them politically. Oh, let's take cameras and go harass people who don't look like me and you. Take a look at this video of CNN pressing Nick Shirley. So good.
CNN, can we talk to you?
This is MAGA YouTuber Nick Shirley. Back at a daycare in Minnesota, he alleged was a fraudulent facility in a now viral video.
People are going to say this is a left or right issue, but no, fraud is fraud.
Over here.
And so I'm not out here trying to put a twist on things.
Shirley's viral video, released over the weekend, in which he says he's uncovering tens of millions of dollars in fraud at Minneapolis daycares run by the Somali community, was retweeted by Elon Musk and Vice President J.D. Vance. In the video, Shirley tries to open locked doors and talk to people at various daycares he claims are frauds.
Did you come during their normal operating hours when you came to visit?
I came at 11 a.m., I believe, and I also came the following day, later in the day. The point of it is not whether or not I came at the right time of their operation hours. The point is that blacked out doors, they can't give you any information. You call that number, no one answers. I wasn't trying to go inside. And there should be a way for somebody to actually be able to call that number and somebody be able to answer. These aren't real businesses.
But surely you don't think a daycare should just be unlocked. You shouldn't be able to just walk into a daycare.
It should be a reception.
It is a reception. No, every daycare is locked.
And so, okay, you bring up a fair point. Then why?
Oh, I just want to point out, I'll let this play. Like, that is this CNN clip. Shout out to this CNN, an actual journalist on the ground here at CNN. Like, in under a minute, 15 seconds, he's essentially debunked his entire video. And he just concedes to the point, which again is so obvious. If I had a child and they were at a daycare and I learned that the door during business hours was unlocked or people could, like, the windows weren't blacked out, like people could just peer through, I would pull my kid out of that daycare. And when this is explained to Nick Shirley, I guess for the first time, that yeah, they tend to not just let, if you just pound on the door and you're like, I want to come in to see the kids, they're probably going to say no. Like, when that's all explained to him real time, he's like, I guess that's a good point. Ridiculous.
They actually give me information how to enroll a child.
Federal law enforcement has been investigating fraud in Minnesota for several years. Both Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel said on social media they've indicted dozens of defendants. DHS has posted multiple videos of agents they say are conducting a massive fraud investigation.
Do you think that federal law enforcement hasn't done enough? I mean, they would say, look, these fraud cases have been going on, but they've already done like 80 indictments. The cases have been going on, you know, for years.
And why did I show up one day in Minnesota and go to all these daycares, no children, they're receiving millions of dollars. We uncovered nearly $110 million in fraud in one day.
How do you know that all the allegations that you're making are true?
How do I know that they're true? Well, we showed you guys what was happening, and then you guys can go ahead and make your own analysis.
We're coming so we can make our own analysis. Are you 100% sure you're true?
Yeah, I am 100% sure I'm true.
CNN is looking into Shirley's claims.
Hi, my name's Whitney Wild. I'm a correspondent for CNN.
We reached out to several of the daycares featured in the now viral video. Only one daycare facility answered and said they are a legitimate business.
Have you seen the videos, you know, purporting that some of these daycares don't have kids inside?
Minnesota Republicans say despite the new focus from the Trump administration, they have been sounding the alarm on fraud for years.
You know, we have talked about fraud. We have gotten stories. We've tried to push this forward every way that we can.
At the daycare where Shirley showed back up, a stream of children walk inside.
You're saying that this is a fraudulent daycare. There's kids being dropped off right now.
Yes. The commissioner of children literally said a week ago this place was closed.
Did you know
they're
that?
Showing face right now.
They're showing face, right? They bust in. I mean, these people are dead. They're showing face. They just got random kids just to make it look real. And again, I believe that daycare they're in front of, I think it might have been CBS. They essentially did their own kind of like investigation, and they came and they talked to the owners, and the owners let them in. There was kids there, and they were like, yeah, the reason, here's the security footage of him showing up, we weren't open when he showed up. And it's like, Jesus, this is so easily debunkable. I also want to point out, in terms of fighting the fraud has been done, the lead prosecutor who's prosecuted a lot of this fraud, who has been very critical of Democrats in the state, has showed up on Fox News a lot over the years, has, you know, said Tim Walz isn't doing enough. He's, I think, described the fraud as like endless. Unfortunately, I guess for this crew, they don't talk about it ever. But that individual recently resigned, like in the last 2 or 3 weeks, because he was pressured by Trump's Department of Justice to go after Rene Good's partner, to investigate and potentially prosecute Rene Good's partner. When he pushed back and said, well, I don't have evidence of like that. Can you explain why I would do that? They said, do it anyways. He said, I'll only do it if you open an investigation into the ICE officer who executed Rene Good. I will only do it if you open an investigation into that officer, and I will investigate Rene Good's partner. And the DOJ said no. So he resigned. They don't want to talk about that, the hyper-politicization of Donald Trump's DOJ trying to indict Rene Good's partner as opposed to, you know, looking into the ICE officer who killed Rene Good. But whatever. It's just maddening. Another video of Nick Shirley just getting pressed in public and then just, you know, folding under pressure, just not having anything to say. Take a listen.
Anything. We see you. We see you. We want you out of here. I don't want you here making up anything for your social influencers to try to attack more people. If you want to see fraud, go to Fells Point. Go to Hamden. Stop targeting us. Stop targeting us. It's not about fentanyl, because you could go and go to the doctors who started the opioid crisis. Why don't you do that? Why don't you go to the source? Instead of trying to harass the people who are out here just trying to live, because you have an agenda and I'm not interested in your agenda.
Man, this creator right here, this username, just so much more courage than Nick Shirley will ever have. A true American right there. I love whoever that individual was. And again, the jokes on social media really flying. This one's in bad taste, but somebody said, wow, Nick Shirley dead at 23. Poor dude starved. Sorry, it's not funny. Poor dude starved to death in a revolving door. I mean, it's a dumb joke, but essentially saying, you know, he's not very smart. Regardless, let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. And, you know, poor taste joke. You know, Nick Shirley has genuinely, again, I firmly believe, responsible for getting people killed. He has been responsible for millions of people, thousands of people, whatever the number is, getting harassed in Minnesota, these protests. Like, he shares a massive responsibility for that. And you have a responsibility with a platform to not be doing this garbage. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I appreciate you watching. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Ockler channel. So make sure you are subscribed to both the Adam Ockler channel and me, Chris D. Mowry, right down below. I appreciate each and every one of you. I hope you have a great rest of your day into the weekend. Do something fun. Do something relaxing. I'm proud of you. Keep fighting every single day. Make sure you register to vote. And I will see you tomorrow.